across Newcastle.
But I'm shouting the whole of Australia, a one-week bender for the whole country once this is gone. For those that make it, that is. You might not make it, brother.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
You have to have the
Three, two, one.
Oh, welcome back, team. How
hey,
are we?
Hello. Doing great.
Have good a great long us. Weekend.
Did.
Yeah, really good, actually.
I had to work for half of it.
Yeah.
You
love that. Ass, you hate spending more than about 5 minutes at home.
It's true. You're
got very bored yesterday.
I can imagine.
Maybe came into the office
have
and did some work.
Already spent your the money off. That you made?
What?
Have you already spent the money
you
that you made?
Paid for it yet.
Yeah, no, but you keep, like, there's the list of shopping
Where
list.
Am I spending it, Jane?
Yeah, oh, well, that's true. Online, though. Online shopping booming.
Yeah, apparently.
I've been seeing ads everywhere.
Like, yeah,
shop
true.
Online.
We have an intervention early on today.
With who, Crevo?
It's not you.
Why me?
Get the hot wax out, Crevo. Rip it off.
Here we go.
So you know how it was your anniversary on the weekend?
Oh,
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
2 years together, 16. No, 2 years married. 16 years together.
Yes.
There was a post that you put up.
Mm.
And on the post,
yeah.
There was a comment on the post and it said, "Happy anniversary, Jade," from Crevo and Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
And Crevo and I messaged each other. I'm like, oh,
did you
write that? Did you write that?
No, I didn't.
And I'm like, I didn't write it either. So who wrote it? It must have been you, Jade.
It had to be you.
I wrote it on your behalf. on my post.
And the cherry on top, you even liked it. With your Jade Leader account.
I had a good lull, I have to admit.
And then we were worried that we should have messaged you and that was like a little prompt or a reminder for us to message you.
Message you.
No,
I'll just tell you in real life on Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. No, I just thought, you know what? Hey, I have access to our joint account. I'll create a bit of chatter on my own post.
Imagine if we had a joint bank account, Jay.
Well, that's not happening.
You'd be dipping in left, right and centre, wouldn't you?
Thanks for my anniversary gift from Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, fun times.
Hilarious.
Hey, you're going to check in with Hamish for the latest on everything COVID-19 next. Right now, Shepherd, Let Me Down Easy, kicking off your Tuesday. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
That's right. It's time to find out the latest everything COVID-19 that's happened over the long weekend. Hamish, give us a bit of an update.
Right. Well, first, let's start locally. The Hunter recording its second coronavirus death over the long weekend. A 74-year-old woman passing away from the virus in the John Hunter. It's confirmed that she was actually a passenger on board the Ruby Princess cruise ship. A 76-year-old Sydney resident who was also on board that boat passed away. The state itself is recorded 9 new cases, six of which were in the Hunter, New England. So we were overrepresented, actually, in the rates of infection.
Mm.
But still, it is a flattening of the curve, and it is encouraging. The numbers, generally speaking, that's quite good. However, there were fewer tests done across the east along weekend, so that might factor into those numbers as well.
Mm. I did see the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, talking about how the flattening of the curve has been consolidated now because over half of the diagnosed cases have now since recovered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
It's good.
That's awesome.
And it's important to note that the numbers of coronavirus infections across the country do take into account still people who have recovered.
Yeah.
So although we might be talking about over 6,000 people who've contracted the virus, it doesn't it does include people who have actually since recovered of it. So that's encouraging. Concerningly, because of the coronavirus's effect on the economy, it looks like we are heading into recession. The unemployment rate's expected to double to 10% over the June quarter. That's the highest rate since 1994. 1.4 million Australians out of work. However, again, it could have been a lot worse because unless the government introduced the JobKeeper program, it could have been as high as 17%, 18% according to government analyses. So, it's going to be very, very costly, this program, but it is keeping people in work, that's going to be very important for the economy's long-term recovery.
Like kick-starting it once this is over.
And I think also there'll be a lot of pent-up demand as well. So, like, once this is over or whatever, or passes or whatever happens, people are just going to want to get out there and spend all their money.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
People are going to be absolutely so keen to do all the stuff they've been stopped from doing.
Do you reckon? Do you reckon that people will be happy to go out into crowds, into shopping centres, et cetera?
I think it'll be very different for a fair while.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess it depends on how it does pass, whether people just, like, get used to it or whether they, you know, whether there is, like, some sort of vaccine or treatment.
We need to be very careful as well. I was reading a few articles on the second wave that Singapore is facing right now, and they were touted as, you know, almost the beacon of, you know, how to handle a pandemic. And, you know, they've had similar restrictions to us. They're now getting a second wave. So I don't think we should jump the gun in terms of...
Oh, not
know,
at all.
Absolutely not.
Well, no, our winter hasn't even hit. Yeah.
Here's something to note as well, too. In 1918, with the Spanish flu, because there were a lot of restrictions imposed on people back then as well, too. In Australia, they stopped people from congregating in groups of more than, I think, four or so.
Yeah.
Then they relaxed those restrictions. And then 12,000 people died. So, I mean, I know that there's a difference between the Spanish flu and the COVID-19, but it is, you know, if we're going to learn lessons from history, that's a pretty important one. 100%. A second wave can be potentially deadly.
Absolutely.
And finally, good potentially news. Australian researchers have found a way to help two people breathe from one ventilator. So it basically means that you could have one ventilator for two people. Now, that could help in an emergency like COVID-19. Yeah, whether or not it's actually a good idea, though, that's a different matter. It means that two people are, you know, exposed to the same circuit dynamics, two patients linked to the same breathing apparatus, probably only in dire emergencies. Yeah. But still good that we're doing that sort of stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
Coming up with new innovations. Yeah, no, it's encouraging.
Thanks, Hamish.
No worries.
More positive, though, you know, compared to a week ago, which is great.
That's true.
We've got a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine to give away this morning. What's in Jade's box?
Alrighty, let me grab it a shake. Ooh, it is a little bit soft. What's the clue?
Okay, the clue is...
Never good, is it?
You slip this on for some protection.
Okay, the lines are open right now. Tuesday morning, win yourself an isolation bottle of wine here at New FM 13 10:09. Playing next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
What's in Jade's box?
We have a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine to give away this morning. All you need to do is identify what is inside Jade's box. Give it a shake, please, Jade.
All right, here we go. 13 10:09, if you know what it could be.
Our first clue from Crevo, please.
You slip this on for a bit of protection.
All right, Anthony, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad. Did you work over the long weekends?
No, I had the weekend off. Thank God.
Yippee.
Back to work today.
So what'd you get up to?
Not a lot. Just played around with the kids, played a bit of backyard cricket. And drank a lot of alcohol.
Nice. Yeah, well, mate, what do you think could be in my box this morning?
Oh, I'm hoping a pair of sunglasses, baby.
Oh, no, sorry.
Not sunglasses. Really? Sorry, man. Thank you, though.
Bye, Anthony.
Michael, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Really good. Now, I hear you're doing one of the worst jobs, which is moving house.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Oh,
getting ready to move.
Isn't it a punish?
Oh, it is the worst.
Now, are you at least moving somewhere better that you're pretty stoked about?
Into my own house. Yeah, we bought, so I'm pretty happy.
Oh, congrats, man. Well done. That is awesome. All right, what do you think Jade has slipped into her box?
A bit of SPF, bit of sunscreen.
Sunscreen is incorrect.
Sorry, man. Good luck with everything. Let's go to Rodney. Good morning, Rodney.
Oh, Rodney's gone.
Rodney's gone. New FM. No. That's it. All right, what was it?
It was a pair of socks.
A pair of socks.
Oh, I was about to guess that.
With Krusty the Clown on them.
There you go.
Jay, Crevo's really rocking the merch lately. Are they your socks?
Yeah, they're my socks.
He's got the Star Wars sweater on today, which I like, and then the Krusty the Clown socks.
There you go.
I didn't think you'd be spending money on merch.
What do you mean?
Well, right. Emmy like buys brands. Your socks.
No, I bought them.
You bought the socks?
And this.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. There you go.
I love how that seems so surprising.
Well, because he said, oh, Emmy, I just give Emmy money and Emmy buys what I wear. You said that once.
Yes, I mean, it's about half the time she does, yeah.
So you lied to me.
Do you buy Ben's clothes?
No.
You don't? He buys his own?
Yeah, because he reckons that I try and, like, change him. He's like, I wouldn't wear that.
That's not like you at all, is it?
Yeah, no.
Now get in my pocket, Benny.
It's true, though. I would change his entire wardrobe.
Hey, guys.
It was up to you.
You know what? The last maybe 4 days, I reckon I have eaten 6 pizzas.
Six.
Yeah,
that's
six.
That's well more than one a day.
So we did our broadcast, like the isolation games and the party mix on Thursday, and they ordered like 7 pizzas for us. And then a listener, Nathan, shout out to you, mate.
Yeah.
He sent us some pizzas as well, like another 3. So we had so much pizza.
Did you take pizzas home?
Yeah, I've been living off it all weekend, and I feel so shit.
You're
going to
turn into a pizza.
I am. I'm putting in so much yeah. weight. But everyone's eating at the moment. And obviously MasterChef returned last yeah. night. And I noticed a lot of traction on Twitter and stuff of people just really getting into the food porn at the moment. Mm. So 13:10:09, what are you feasting on at the moment?
Yes, this is good because I think a lot of people are just going, they bought a lot of food, like
yeah.
thinking they'd never be able to leave the house again. And now they're just cracking into it.
Do you know what? So many people making homemade bread.
Yeah, that's huge.
Massive
making.
At the moment.
Mm.
Like making homemade bread. I think you even said the other week that you wanted to make some homemade bread, Jade.
No, we Ben can make damper.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Anyway, we want to know what you're feasting on. Give us a call. Wine up for grabs. We'll do it after the news with Hamish at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Right across Newcastle.
I can't be more blunt about it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one. So, Maddie, you were just saying that you're basically going to turn into a pizza because... You've eaten
that.
6 pizzas over the last, what, 3 days?
3 or 4 days.
That's insane.
It's a lot of pizza.
How are you feeling? How are your insides? You regular? Because... No, I'm not kidding. That's a lot. You need fibre.
Actually am. Yeah, there's fibre in pizza bases. It's made of bread.
A little bit.
But it's not as good as having some veg.
Listen. I did have a beautiful baked dinner in between.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Roast lamb and veggies, courtesy of my housemate. Thanks, Vic.
All right, that's one ding.
Yeah. I feel so judged here.
Oh, hey, I've been absolutely feasting over the long weekend
as well.
Well,
what have you been eating?
I made like a raspberry cake. Mm. I think we had like fried chicken one night. Just so much food.
You've been
spring rolls
a lot
another
of
day. Like, it's just, I think it's just the time because you're locked up at home. You can't do anything.
Even though a lot of gyms are losing cash at the moment, once this is over, it'll be
raining
cash.
Because we're all getting rounder.
Exactly
but
right.
13:10:09, what's your isolation food porn at the moment? That's what we want to know. What's your go-to? Maddie's is pizza. Grievo's is cakes at the moment in particular.
Yeah.
You have been making them for a good couple of weeks.
Yeah. What are you feasting on? Like, maybe you cracked open that safe full of food you built up for the, you know, for the apparent lock-in.
Spaghetti. You spaghettied out. 13:10:09.
All right. Taking your calls next after Dua Lipa. Don't start now at New FM. Good morning. Dua Lipa. Don't start now. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Beautiful sunny day today, guys. 26 on the coast, 27 at Maitland and the Valley.
And 13:10:09, feel free to join the show any time, but we're talking about your food isolation porn. What are you feasting on at the moment? What are you getting into? Because Maddie's had 6 pizzas.
Thank you for reminding me.
In the last few days. So over the last 3 days, 6 pizzas at least.
Yeah.
15,000 calories.
Jeez, that's pretty full on.
That's
all
a lot.
All you gym junkies out there must be dying inside hearing this right now.
Well, how long does that work out to be? That you'd have to run on treadmill or something for?
Oh, so just walking, 100 calories burned per, like, 1.5 Ks. So it's like hundreds of kilometres you'd have to run.
So, like, from here to Brisbane?
No, no. Well, that'd be almost 1,000. That's way more. But
well, they should be thin.
From here to Foster, maybe
Sydney, maybe. Oh, like that.
That's a lot.
If you're walking, so obviously it'd be more if you're running or cycling.
I love how you're putting it all on me, Jade. All I've said every time I've looked at you in the last week, you've had chocolate hanging out your mouth.
Well, I'm eating a chocolate Easter bunny right now. It's half eaten.
Oh, I've been doing so much feasting over the long weekend. We had some raspberry pear bread. You know, like banana bread, but it's got raspberry. No, we bought that one. Fried chicken one night, pasta another night. Like so many big meals.
Comfort
like
this, food.
Yeah, it is a lot of that. And you're going, this is not, we're not getting out. There's no gyms open. How can I eat this sort
it's
of stuff?
Just nothing else to do.
Well, I'm just sick of walking to the fridge and opening it. And I look in there and I think to myself, no, Jade, you're not hungry. You don't need to eat. It's driving me nuts.
But you do. You do.
You can't help it.
Tim Tams.
To stop it.
How many packets have you ripped into of those?
Oops, probably 3 packets, family size, because you pay the extra 60 cents and you get double. Makes sense.
Do you know what? Jade says 3, she means 6. It's 100%. You've eaten more than 3 packets.
No,
3 family size packets. How many Tim Tams
between
in
Ben
a
and
size?
I, not like haven't
Jade's
eaten every single
to,
one.
Not come across as a little piggy.
Yeah, I'm getting fatter.
And we haven't even started winter yet.
I know.
What's going to be like at the end of winter? I'm not ready for this.
It'll be a barrel. Roll me down the hill.
Float out into the ocean. That's
so,
the end of it.
2 Tim Tams, 160 calories. So how many are in a packet?
Shoot. Probably in a family size.
Is it 24?
Yeah, go the standard 24.
So that means 3,840 calories. So don't get on your high horse.
You've pretty much eaten the same as the pizza in Tim Tams. And have you had some other food as well?
That's terrible, isn't it?
At least I've been consistent, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
I think this is one where consistency actually makes you a winner. It's one of the few activities.
Maybe we should actually start a tally. I'll bring my scales in tomorrow.
No more weight loss things because they never get finished.
We're all in this together.
Come
on. I'll bring the scales in. We'll just weigh ourselves and we can just, you know, by the end of isolation, we'll jump back on and see where we're at.
Terrible
just
idea.
Check in once, check out once. That's it.
Not into it.
All right.
Sorry, Jade. Do that in the privacy of your own home. It's called a bathroom.
I will.
Use it. Hey, guys, a massive reunion apparently happening. I've got to tell you about it next. A band reforming. It's going to divide opinion. I'm going to tell you who it is next.
I'm looking forward to this.
I will say
yeah.
It's a boy band.
Ooh.
All right, minutes away. It's 6:42 with the Novos. Good morning. The Novos. Tom Walker, Leave a Light On live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Get ready, guys. Big rumours today. Huge, in fact, that a boy band that were massive at the time, it's obviously broken up, reuniting.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out who this was in the break.
Okay.
I'm
just
no
going
to
play the song.
Why are they getting back together?
So it's to celebrate their 10th anniversary.
Oh, nah. Finished.
People
They're
are
done.
Saying new music on the way, TV special. And
that's exciting.
Why it's gotten some traction, this rumour, is all of the boys have started following Zayn Malik on Twitter again. They famously hate
that's
each
right.
other.
Because when Zayn broke up or left the band, they all disowned
it.
Him on Twitter and
they
socials.
Hated
and
his guts. Yeah. His name was pure filth to the other boys. I'm kind of into it.
No, they're done.
No,
it's
I think
over.
It's a good thing. You know why? Because there's not really many boy bands out there, and they were sort of good role models. Clean cut, good for the kids.
End of an era for a reason.
And their songs were good.
They were
at the
time. That song makes you happy.
Good at the time, but no need to bring all that back.
Do you know what? I've spoken to a couple of people about this,
and
very bad reaction to it, like yours.
Yeah, Prevo. It's over.
It's not over.
Yeah, look at the Backstreet Boys. I mean, Human Nature, for Christ's sake. We're flogging that one at the moment. Who cares?
Here's what I'd say about One Direction.
We are here at New FM, flogging their new single. I mean,
heaps.
They're, what, 50?
At least.
With One Direction, the best of them have already risen to the top and got their own solo careers.
Like Harry Styles.
Yeah, Harry Styles.
He's a sexy muffin.
Yeah, Zayn.
What are your thoughts, Jackson? Do you think they should get back together?
I'd love to see them get back together. I don't think people like Harry Styles would do it, though, to damage his sort of new brand.
Yeah, he'd ruin his reputation.
You don't reckon?
Well, apparently they're all trying to make it happen.
Well, they must be offering them so much money.
Hey, I reckon there's four of them trying to make it happen, and then old Harry's like, eh.
It's like the Spice Girls.
Why would I bother?
True. You know, they all wanted it to happen except Posh.
Well, because she's the richest and most
so much cash and doesn't care.
The tour still made a bomb.
How much did it make?
No, millions.
But she still made millions.
Yeah, she did, because they get money from the royalties. Yeah.
Do you know what, though? Do you think we should play their new song here at New FM? Has the ship sailed?
Absolutely. It's well and truly left
if
the harbour.
If it comes out.
No, it hasn't sailed.
Do we need to do a 1D ban here at the station? 131009, tell us what you think.
Absolutely.
Let's do a live survey right now. If One Direction have a new song, should we ban it from New FM?
No,
yeah, ban it. Play new Harry Styles, Zayn Malik, sure.
Yeah, but
we don't need to hear it. It's like reforming something that doesn't need to be reformed. It's over.
Okay, Scrooge.
It's finished.
You wear one slightly Star Wars Christmas sweater. And
I like that as
Scrooge.
An irrelevance.
Go listen to your mid-noughties R&B, Creeper.
No,
some of us like pop music.
And your nose scrubs. TLC.
Nose scrubs. Wouldn't be listening to that.
Oh, well, there you go, guys. No one's calling, so nobody cares.
Exactly, because no one cares about them.
I think we're on the wrong side of popular opinion, Jay.
Oh, well, you know what? There's still two of us, one of Crevo, so we win.
Oh, yeah, democracy rules. Sorry, Crevo.
Switching gears a little bit next. This guy has brought up an interesting point about this, you know, this JobKeeper allowance. So this is where you can get, like, the $1,500 a fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
He's 17 years old. And at the moment, he's just working about 12 hours a week. So normally his income's about $150 to $250 a week. And now it's going up to $750. And he's like, is this wrong? Like, he even feels it. Should I be getting all this money? Because his employer has said, yeah, we're going to put up your income, basically, to get all this JobKeeper. He's like, should I be getting all this cash?
I think he should.
It's tripling his income. He's going to be one of the bigger winners of this.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel on this one.
Feels a little bit off to me.
Just think, though, the extra money he's getting, the more disposable income he'll obviously have, which he's then spending.
He's a 17-year-old guy. Other people need this money more than him. It's already going to be a massive expense, this
thing. Who are the other people?
Well, I just think, like, you know, frontline workers and people are working more. I just don't think it's right. Anyway, we'll get into the full details leading up to the news.
All right, 2 to 7. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Right across Newcastle.
Oh, mate, I don't want to say, but I'm having a couple of drinks.
Yeah,
you are. Yes.
A mad weapon.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what an interesting night we had on Thursday.
Oh, it was brilliant.
After the Isolation Olympics, on air till midnight, got loose again. Hamish, did you hear?
I've heard stories. Heard a few sagas.
We had a good time.
Legend has
looks
it.
Like you,
that.
Looked like I was watching. Looked like you guys are having a great
time. We slept here as well.
I got
busted because I was calling the AM radio station here, 2HD, in the middle of the night on our live stream.
Frank
I was Des from Broken Hill.
Yeah, g'day, Dave. How are you, mate? Just want to talk about those shortages at the shops.
He busted me.
Did he?
He was here yesterday. And he's like, oh, yeah, you could have done better on your prank. I'm like, jeez.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Too easily caught out.
I hung up too quickly at the, you know,
yeah,
right at the clincher.
The crucial moment. when things were supposed to get awkward.
Yeah, unravelled like a bit of string.
Yeah, it was. I was talking about shortages at the shops and adult diapers.
Yeah,
I just started laughing.
Couldn't handle it anymore. I had to hang up. Anyway, next we're talking about this young guy. Should he be getting this payment? Basically, you'll get about 6 weeks back pay as well. So you end up with about $4,500 straight off the bat, and then about $750 a week. This is from the new JobKeeper, even though normally he only earns about $200 a week.
Jeez.
So his employer's obviously passing on the
That's funds, right. They're going, yeah, we'll just up your hours and pass on all of this extra money.
Oh, if his hours are going up, then that's different.
Like, it's only a small amount, though. So they'll be increasing his hourly pay as well. And he'll just be getting heaps of cash, basically.
I think it's fine. Because it's going back into the economy.
Yeah, but he doesn't need that much money. He's saying it's unfair, but he's like, I'm going to take the money, but
so
still.
He used to earn $250 roughly a week for doing like 12 hours or something, you're saying.
And now he'll just be working a couple of extra hours and he'll be getting $750 a week.
Yeah, you say that he shouldn't get it, but I mean, who else is it going to go to?
Well, I just think it should
be saved for the economy. People that are already employed are still getting money.
It's not right that he's getting all this extra cash for doing basically nothing.
Can you
extra.
Not see the benefits, though, of it going back in to the economy?
I can, but it's just like you shouldn't be just getting more than you should normally
sort
earn.
Sort of with Crevo on it, in a way. I think it money should be saved for the economy. Like, they should only be having to pay on to
what
their
need.
Employees what they have been getting.
Exactly right.
I think it's fine because we need that extra boost at the moment as we come out of this. I don't think you guys realize how bankrupt we're going to be. Like, our economy is
some of that money?
Because saving Jade, it's not that. Because if you save, the government gets more benefit out of that money going back through the economy rather than just hanging on to it.
I don't know. I just think that he's going to be earning way too much.
It keeps people. Him spending that money, say he could be spending it at a local business, for example.
He's living at home. He's 17. What's he going to use all that extra
17-year-olds spend money, Crevo. If they're balling, they're wasting it. They're going out and they're going buying new shoes, new hats, new clothes. They're spending money on things that. Yeah, but he should. Anyway. We'll get into it next.
This is the debate. 13:10:09.
Taking your calls next. Jeez, why'd it get so awkward in here?
I don't know.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Let her cry at New FM. 8:07. 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Guys, right now on 13:10:09, we're asking, should the JobKeeper kid be earning the $750 previously
week.
On $250,
yeah.
Obviously getting propped up by the government.
Yeah, he's making an absolute fortune off this. In fact, he'll get about 6 weeks of back pay and get about $4,500 straight up, and then he'll be on $750 a week. He's balling.
Not bad if you've saved up for a car.
Well, that's
true. I
think
it's a good thing because the money goes straight back into the economy and it will help us get out of this recession that we're going into.
I don't know. I just think that it's wrong because even he's calling it out, saying, I'm going to be getting so much cash. It's ridiculous. And he was on $250 a week before at the best.
Don't you think?
Now he's tripling it.
Don't you think, though, that the government has already thought this through?
I think he's slipping through the cracks in a weird way.
Do you not think that this has been like a means-tested stimulus package?
It is supposed to be, but in this situation, he's basically getting through this loophole. He's going to be getting triple the
cash. I don't think it's a loophole. I think it's been done on purpose.
I don't think they would have been thinking about the 17-year-olds out there. I think they would have been thinking about the majority of workers.
When they are spending that much money, of course they're thinking through every age demographic, Jade. I mean, that's just really silly, I think, to say that they're not.
Well, I disagree with you.
Let's just spend millions and millions and millions of dollars. Oh, we forgot that, you know, there's a little loophole there.
Are you looking for a job with the government and the finance department?
No, but I think this is just classic. This is just classic. He doesn't deserve the money.
Well, he doesn't.
Well, I think he does.
He's getting triple.
The rest of us are getting it. Okay, here's a question for both of you, right? Mm. You're quick to jump up and down about this.
say the, for example, hypothetical, the JobKeeper payment was $1,500 a week, far more than what we earn per week.
Yeah.
And our employer decided to pass that on to us, so we get a pay rise. Are you going to say no to that? Are you going to go, no, give it back because the government needs it?
It's not even happening, though. And it would feel
it's
weird.
It's not happening, but I just think...
Jade, you're the biggest bloody sting on earth. Of course you'd be bloody rubbing your hands and doing a dance.
That's your opinion, Maddie, but I would just be thinking to myself that it's. I would feel
it feels
a little
bit wrong.
But you'd take it and you would spend it.
Well, if it was given to us, yeah.
What can you do? You can't refund the government back money unless Centrelink's chasing you, can you? But I don't know. Maybe they will go back down the track.
Let's take some calls. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you, mate? What do you think? Do you reckon this guy should be getting this cash?
I don't mind it, but what's going to happen at the end of this stimulus after they've raised his pay, gave him his pay rise? What are they going to do once that funding's disappeared? They can't drop him back down to his normal rate. They would have to sack him, wouldn't they?
Well, that's obviously a possibility. I mean, because he'll be used to earning all that extra money. Is he going to want to stick around once this is over? It's only going to last 6 months.
Yeah, that's right. So, it's a good thing for now for us. Like, if he goes and spends it the way he is, but looking further into his future, what's he going to do at the end of it when all that money's disappeared again?
That's a good point.
I get what you're saying, Sean, but even if, like, flip the coin here, the people on Newstart, they're getting double payments as well, so they're going to have to readjust back to a normal sort of
and
life.
And make them want to go get a job.
Exactly right. So I think it's a good thing all round. And you know what? Like I said, the money goes back into the economy, guys. It'll help us.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than the government keeping it in the coffers.
Like, it's not in the coffers. It's all borrowed. That's the thing.
They're reprinting money to do this.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
They're in debt.
Yeah, it's all borrowed. Anyway, that's a deeper conversation.
Sean.
Thanks, Sean. I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
Like always.
What's the goss up next for Jackson? Mate, what's on the way?
Aladdin Bratt with Pink opening up about her coronavirus struggle. It's pretty scary stuff. And also, Billie Eilish has clapped back at body shamers.
Oh, good stuff.
7:17, what's the goss? Minutes away.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. QFM. The Novos. What's the goss?
And we've got producer Jackson with the goss this morning, or the latest from Hollywood.
Yo. Let's start with Billie Eilish. Notable for wearing baggy clothes, you would say.
Yeah.
She kind of hides her body. Yeah, she says that she just does that because she doesn't want to be judged by anyone. Well, she has started to sort of open up a little bit more on social media. So she'd been pictured in Hawaii in a bathing suit and it copped absolute backlash online. Some of the things she was being called, so horrible. So she's done an interview and she says that this sort of assault on her online actually has just made her completely lose track of who she is, what she even looks like. And she says if she wants to pose in a bikini, that should be her right and no one can take that away from her. So she's telling everyone to live their truth and stand up for themselves and also lay off, be kinder.
Good on her. You know what? If I had that many followers that she does, a couple million to 20 million?
Yeah, fair few.
I would be blocking out the comments on my posts. Like Hailey Bieber, she limits the comments that can be made on her Instagram post, and you shouldn't have to do that. But there's just so many trolls out there. You just can't stop them.
You should do that as well, Jade.
Just like, block out the comments.
Block out all comments.
I wish we could, to be honest, sometimes on our Facebook page.
Poor old Billie Eilish. The poor girl. She's just wearing a bikini. Who cares?
Yeah. I know. Like, let her be.
Why is this, she's not out there naked on a nude beach with her legs open. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's just on a boat with a bikini on.
And you can't even see anything. I've seen that picture.
People get so wound up, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Most of them are like 40-year-olds that still live with their mums. Like,
tippy-tapping away on their keyboard.
This is very sad.
Yell at an 18-year-old girl on Instagram. I just think, whatever, grow up. And if you're getting trolled, don't even worry about it. You're living your life.
You know what I mean? It's hard, though, sometimes.
I know it's hard, because I've been trolled on the NewFM Instagram and Facebook page.
I don't know if you... Oh, actually, Maddie, you've been trolled. I've been trolled. I don't know if you've been trolled.
I'm sure I have at some point. Everyone gets a go. Yeah. People are just weird.
Please
they just
don't.
Want something to
Be
do.
Kind to everyone. Yeah, well, that would be nice.
It's a part of life, though.
It's not. There shouldn't be. That's creating an excuse for people to jump online and go, I hate you. Like, that's not okay.
You know what? Unfortunately, it is a part of life. I feel like we need to learn to deal with it better and just, like, move on rather than people are never going to stop being mean.
Well, they should.
It's unfortunate that they won't, but they're never going to be. Anyway, moving on. Pink, her and her son, of course, tested positive for COVID-19 a couple of weeks ago. She's opened up about her, with Smellin, of all people, Jesus. She's opened up about her battle and how it felt. Pretty scary.
I kind of had the chills a little bit. I felt nauseous, but I never had a fever. I never had what they tell you to look for. I've had asthma all my life, and I have this inhaler that I use, a rescue inhaler, and I couldn't function without it. And that's when I started to get really scared.
Terrifying. I hate hearing these stories about how people deal with stuff.
Also, did you just call her Smellin'?
Yeah. We refuse to refer to her as anything else anymore.
Do you know what?
She sucks.
Did you see more rumors have come out about Ellen?
Yeah, it keeps flowing.
They just
at the
keep
moment.
Flowing that she's a piece of crap.
I don't, I don't believe it. She hasn't come out and defended herself, so obviously she's just taking the high road and going, nah.
Not going to worry about
she
it.
She is, for sure. She
very
is
interesting.
For sure.
One of the worst.
The worst.
I can't. Proof will come out if it's happening. I can't wait for it to be.
So for those who don't know, apparently Ellen's been a bit nasty behind the scenes of her
show.
Nasty.
She's been a monster. Some people calling her the meanest woman in Hollywood.
Yeah, but can we just say, though, the person who's opened up saying, tell us your mean stories about Ellen was trying to raise money for charity. So people would just make up stories to make a donation.
But the people that have come out and said that she's bad are very notable people. Like,
that's
they're big
true.
Producers and big writers and stuff like that. And all these big stars that swindle around Ellen are just scared of her because she's a demon.
Mm. Wow. Big words from producer Jackson.
She's a demon.
Far out.
You know what? I tend to agree with him. Like, get off your coffee table.
Oh, well, look, I don't know her.
I want to see some proof and then I'll be right on board.
Hey, coming up next. Thank you, Jackson.
Thank worries. You, Jackson.
Nothing like a bit of Ellen hate to get the awkward vibes happening in the room. Hey, up next, we've got a big issue on this show that I want to address.
Oh, do we?
I really need to address this. It's gardening chat. I don't think you guys realise. I know we did a thing a couple of weeks back. You got Jade. I wanted to do Tidy Towns on the show.
Well, that got shut down.
Got shut down. Crevo, you were actually on my side saying, "Yeah, no, it's lame. Let's not do it. It's boring."
No, I said not a whole week of
proof
it.
Proof to the contrary that you are full of it because you and Jade are as bad as each other. I have gone through the audio vaults here at New FM. And I've found audio of you and Crevo, Jay, talking about gardening from years ago on this show.
Yeah, because I enjoy it.
And once in a while, it's something to talk about.
I'm going to tell you, I've got to play you some audio next because I don't think you guys realise how bad it's getting. News time next with Hamish, 728.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
New FM, you can log on there and check out our Facebook page. I sounded like such a boomer then.
Yeah. You can log on there and
www.facebook.com
The old darling internet.
The Novos.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Speaking of boomers, Crevo, Jade, hello. There's one thing that's been really annoying me on this show, and it's the gardening chat. I'm just not about it. It's become too constant.
And you know what?
It's not that constant.
Just saying, yeah, it's not even constant.
It is.
We rarely talk about it.
At least 2 to 3 times a day I hear something about gardening.
Maybe off air, but not on the show.
Not on the show. And the thing is...
spill over a lot of the time.
The thing is, you were like, I found several examples.
I did.
Then you go... I had to go through years of audio to find it. That's hardly ever, so if you average it out.
Not really. So, I mean, there's heaps more, but I can only pick six examples. I guess I've got six. So this happened last week on the show, Jay. Yeah. You wanted to do, like, Newcastle being the tidiest town in the
Hunter, because everyone's been out gardening and looking after their yards at the moment.
Exactly. Topical. Relatable.
We put
local.
It out there. You, exactly. Old flip-flop Crevo rears his head again. This is what happened.
A lot of people are doing up their yards at the moment. And why doesn't Newcastle enter in, you know, Australia's tidiest city?
See, I think very boring. Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's go to Katie next.
Yeah, hey, Katie.
Good morning. Is this Nana FM?
Katie, come on.
Isn't.
You're meant to be on my team.
Sorry, no, it's not Better Homes and Gardens. I'm bored already.
Katie knows what's good.
No, she doesn't. I love you, Katie, but
even
no.
Even though I thought a week was excessive. A couple of times now and again to talk about it, it's fine.
So we're doing next gardening through the ages here at New FM across multiple shows, across multiple Novos shows.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to this.
It's a big problem. Doing it next after Avicii. This is Hey Brother at New FM. Good morning. Tops of 27 degrees, sunny today at Maitland. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And what's this about? A show intervention, Maddie?
Yes, that's right, because all you two seem to do on this show is talk about gardening. It's getting too much. I can't handle it.
It's once in a while.
No,
relax.
It's really not once in a while. It's all the time. And I don't think you guys realise how boring you sound.
No, I think you're the problem because you don't have your own home, regardless of if you own
Sorry,
it or you rent
I don't
it.
Have a mortgage.
But even if
I wouldn't know what it's like.
But even if you were renting a home, you'd understand that gardening is actually quite therapeutic. And
you live
you're out
in an
there,
apartment. Like, what have you got? A couple of indoor plants?
A bonsai tree. Give it a squirt every now and again.
There you go.
Gardening
job done.
Gardening chat is very boring,
it's
I find,
not.
In life.
People love it.
I've got... Says who? You?
Bunnings. Everyone goes to Bunnings
That's
on
true.
The weekend buying plants.
Most popular store in
do
the country
want to talk
at the moment.
About, do they want to talk about a succulent on, you know, or hear about it on
anyway,
the radio on the way to work?
I'd say yes.
Say your piece. Say your piece.
Right? I've got the proof. It's in the pudding.
Okay.
Gardening through the ages here at the Novos, and it goes way back, way back. And I don't think you guys even realise it. So Steve St. John, Crevo, you were on the show with him for a while.
A little while, yep.
And I noticed that you like to chuck in a few little gardening puns here and there.
Well, there was a lovely rose garden.
Nicely trimmed hedges.
Crevo, yeah. That was just an inch too far. But
I don't want to know about your links.
Clearly talking about a woman's pubic region.
It was
you
not.
You bring in some rose chat.
It was about a garden that was being talked about, wasn't it?
I don't know. Let's go back after that to the Crevo, Jade and Josh show.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about Melania Trump, Jade.
Oh! Guys, Melania Trump, she's being made out to be a little bit of a joke at the moment, which I think is a little unfair, all because of her gardening outfit that she wore. So I just want to put it out there just how much I love her outfit, even though it is completely inappropriate for the garden. She's wearing high heels and
she was.
It's a bit of like
she was
celebrity gossip.
Crevo, you did a workday shift once where you're just doing the solo announcing, giving away some Men in Black tickets. You know, ordinarily, great little segment for the weekend or for the workday, but you had to bring up gardening, didn't you?
I just actually was out the back. I realised I've got an extra bean plant that's just popped out of nowhere.
Nice, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep the veggies going at this time of year. You'd like to go off and see the new Men in Black movie, all thanks to Event Cinemas?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a bit of, like,
thank
relatable
you.
Talk on the weekend.
Is that it or have we got more?
No, there's more.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Here's another one.
It was some of this beautiful weather on the weekend that inspired my partner and I to get out into the garden and try and fix it up a bit, getting ready, you know, for spring and summer.
Yeah.
Because over winter, it's just a bit cold outside, you're not really into it, and things get a little overgrown.
Well, now's the time.
Exactly.
To plant and fertilize.
And it continues.
Well, Jackson, you mentioned that you've been doing some gardening as well.
I did a lot of gardening over the weekend. I had a very fun weekend. I got all Jamie Dury on my place and stripped down to the pants and just walked around doing the gardening, drinking some gin, and I got some good old Netflix in.
Well, you know what's funny is that Ben and I did a little bit of gardening as well. This is what I'm taking
the weekend
from,
for it, clearly.
From this, right?
At least that sounded fun. Well, you know, get some gin in there, half naked. So, I'm into that.
Have a guess on how much Australians spend on gardening each year.
Ooh, I don't know.
Ooh, 100 million.
Maddie, you want to have a guess? Jade's in at 100 million.
100 million.
350 million.
7 billion a year.
Oh! That's a lot, isn't
People
it?
People love it.
Oh, I do love it.
Benny the Bogan has just commented on the new FM live stream. He says, gardening sucks. I put it up there with painting and watching golf or tennis. Boring. Multiple Z's.
You know what? Golf and tennis, I'm with you on that, Benny. Pretty boring.
Golf, maybe.
So it's got to stop, guys. Is it a bit like, you know, are your eyes opening? This is ridiculous.
No,
the fact
this,
that I can find
you had
so
to
many
drill
examples.
Through years of audio
you know
to
how,
find that.
No, I didn't. It took me less than 10 minutes.
In all fairness, a lot of that audio was within a 5-minute part that you've just broken down into 4 different pieces.
No, it wasn't. They were clearly different segments on different days.
I disagree.
Anyway, it needs to stop. No more gardening chat. Just a week.
We'll see.
Just a week.
Well,
please
see.
Give it to me.
I'll think about it.
Round of love it or loathe it after this, guys. We're going to get Matty down. And Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics.
Yeah.
Is one of them gardening?
New FM. Jade, Matty and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
This is where I get Matty and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. Guys, eating moldy food. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Just saying, this has to be the worst love it or loathe it of all time. Who's going to say love it to that?
Well, no.
Moldy food.
Yeah,
no thanks.
No, but sometimes even if it has a little bit of mold, you can just, you know, scratch it
Jade,
off.
Jade, you're sacked.
No.
You can't
say that. Yes, I can.
That's rubbish.
No, it's not.
Of all the things in the world you could have asked us, you asked us.
Well, it's not even divisive.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but either of you.
No,
okay, so the love it or loathe it you could do off that is cutting the little bit of mold off food.
Sorry.
If you wanted to do it that way.
Cutting off the moldy bit of mold on a piece of bread or food.
Who's saying yes to that?
I would do that.
I do it. So why do you loathe it, Maddie? You're not. You're just going to throw
mold.
A whole loaf
it's
of bread out.
Just a tiny bit. Just cut it off the corner. Don't be so wasteful.
$2.
Do you even care about money?
What about
clearly no
and wasting
jar
things?
Of strawberry jam? If you opened it and you saw a little bit of mold on top, but the
scoop
rest
it
is
off,
fine.
Be fine.
Even worse.
Scoop it off, you'd be absolutely fine.
See, I'm with Crevo. I love it. I don't have a problem scraping it off.
What a pair of stingers! You're eating the filthy moldy jam.
No, it's not the whole thing. It's just a little bit. You just scrape it off. She's all good.
Jackson,
it's sugar.
Am I strange,
amazing
am
preservative.
I strange?
Nah, those two across the desk are ghetto.
Excuse me, if you wake up in the morning, you're thinking, oh, I really want a couple bits of toast. You put it in the toaster, it pops up, you put your butter on, and then you go and open the jam, you see a little bit of mold. You're not going to throw away the toast and go to the shops, are you? You're just going to scrape
would.
It off.
No, you just scrape that little bit off.
Well, you know what?
I take it back because
yeah.
clearly a divisive topic.
Just needed to
I
be reworded.
In a million years thought you guys would be sympathetic to eating mold.
Got no issues
you're
with it.
You're not eating it, you're scraping that bit off.
Well, guys, a mum has claimed she stores her jars upside down in the fridge to stop them from going moldy. And apparently the experts agree that this is a great hack. So if you open your strawberry jam or anything and you face it with the lids down in the fridge, apparently it makes your food last longer. Because
I believe that
it seals them and stops them from going bad.
Cool.
Which saves you time and money.
There you go.
So there you go.
I can't believe it.
You just cut the little bit off. I can't believe you. You're so wasteful.
What can't you believe?
What are you, rich?
Facts.
Guys, bread, for example, right? It's been in the cupboard for maybe a bit over a week. there's bits of mould on the corner.
Just a little bit on one corner?
No. There's
just
like,
get the,
you know,
cut it off, on no
the,
worries.
On the crust, a little bit up the side, you're happy to cut that mould off?
No, yeah. If it's gone all the way up the side, maybe not.
Don't
but if there's one
like
little bit...
penetrated
further in.
Further
hey, it's
in.
Not going to kill you.
You'll be fine.
As far as I'm aware.
Just chuck it in the toaster. She's all good, mate.
Mm. There you have it.
Yeah, Jade's wrapping us up.
Well, guys, after this, do you remember that picture of that dress that went viral? It was either, is it a gold dress or a black dress? Blue dress, even.
Something like that. Yeah.
It was
of course.
Is it black, blue?
No one knows.
No one knew. I thought it was gold. But there's something else that's just come out, which is the new, is it gold, black or blue dress? It's, is it iPhone or Fortnite? So there's a little bit of audio of this computer robot saying iPhone or Fortnite. We don't know which one it is. Are we going to play it now or...?
Let's play it now. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, the other option. I think the other option was throw a knife. Some people were saying, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. We're going to play it.
So is it saying iPhone, Fortnite, or throwing a knife? 13:10:09. We'll play it again after this.
Tell us what you hear. I'll play it now.
I'm sort of hearing iPhone.
Anyway, yeah, I'm hearing something
different. Throw a knife.
I'm not sure what I'm hearing.
13:10:09, what are you hearing? Doing it after the news at New FM 7:58.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Right across Newcastle.
Please tell everyone what your famous name is, because I think this takes the cake.
It is Jenny Craig.
Amazing. Wow. Love your work.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
13:10:09 this morning. We need your help, okay? So there's a bit of audio, and it either says iPhone, Fortnite, or throw a knife, and we don't know which one it is.
Okay.
It's a new viral thing that's happening at the moment, and it's doing our heads in.
Like
that's
the Laurel and Yanny situation. Yes. Remember that?
Yes. It is exactly like that.
Let's have a listen, and then let's do a little around the team.
Okay. So, throw a knife, iPhone, or Fortnite?
iPhone.
You think it's iPhone?
Fortnite. I'm going Fortnite.
See, I get iPhone, personally.
What about you, Hamish?
I'm getting the Hammurabi codes, eye for an eye. Eye for an eye for an eye for an eye for an eye.
Oh, really?
Really?
Eye for an eye, eye for an eye for an eye. I get it. I get it.
I see that. Jackson, what are your thoughts?
I'm getting Fortnite.
Fortnite,
really?
My
so
man.
Fascinating.
You know what, though? Because you play Fortnite, though, Jackson. Hey.
Oh, thanks for adding. Yes, I do.
So, you know, it makes sense why he would hear Fortnite, because you're into the game.
I don't play it, but I still hear
at
it.
At JacksonB327294.
There goes that theory.
All right. 13:10:09. What do you hear? Taking your calls next.
Let's
here
settle this
FM.
Debate.
Right now, Kane Brown Marshmallow. This is One Thing Right at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Beautiful sunny day right across the Hunter. Tops of 26 on the coast today, 27 at Maitland in the Valley. And on 13:10:09, we want to know what you hear when you hear this audio. Gotta be iPhone, guys.
Nah, it's Fortnite.
I'm all for iPhone, but 13:10:09, Natalie, how are you?
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, yeah, thank you.
Good.
Did you have a good long weekend?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get up to?
I spent it with the kids at home.
Oh, nice. What are you doing to occupy the kids at the moment?
Just paintings, board games, whatever we can.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Whatever you can do.
This might take up a couple of hours in your house today, Natalie. What are you hearing?
iPhone.
Yes. Okay, there's one for iPhone.
Can you hear iPhone?
It's Fortnite. 100% Fortnite.
Thank you, Natalie. Let's go to Helen. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hello.
Oh, dear. What are you hearing?
Fortnite.
Yes. Really? Another one for Fortnite.
Definitely Fortnite.
What's the science behind it? Like,
Helen's just called up because she hears Fortnite.
No, but like, how do they, like, how did people hear different things? I'm a genuine question.
I'm not sure. I don't go to uni to work that one out.
Do your kids, Helen, play Fortnite?
No, they don't watch Fortnite, so they wouldn't. Yeah,
there's no influence there.
Okay,
just checking. That was the only scientific question I had.
Well, I think most of us hear iPhone. Hamish is iPhone.
Oh, I'm pretty strange though. I think it's got to do with pitch. The last one, Laurel and Yanni, had to do with whether you could actually hear, you know, certain pitches better than other ones, like mid range to high pitch.
That was the scientific reason, explanation
I was looking for. Thank you,
Hamish. That's my pleasure.
So just around the team, it was the iPhone. Two of you were iPhone. Jackson was Fortnite. I was Fortnite. Helen was Fortnite.
And Natalie was iPhone.
We're exactly tied.
50-50.
We're no closer to knowing.
Well, we'll find out in a matter of weeks, I'm sure.
When they bring out an explanation.
Yes. Coming up next, it's our big isolation games wrap-up. What a time to be alive.
What a day it was.
Massive day.
I had a great day. I really thoroughly enjoyed our isolation games.
Now, if you didn't watch the live stream, up next we will reveal who walked away with the win. Right here at New FM. Going to do it next. It is 8:13. Good morning.
The Novos.
Bachelor Girl. I love that song. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. J, Maddie and Creever. Our big isolation Olympics went down last Thursday. Massive day, of course. There was only one winner, and we're going to reveal who won straight after this. But here's a little wrap-up of our big Olympics day, guys. Mm-hmm. On March 25th, 2020, an announcement was made that shocked the world.
The 2020 Summer Olympics, now the latest major sports cancellation caused by the global COVID-19 pandemic.
Enter three breakfast radio hosts, two of which are really shit at sports. The Isolation Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know more? Obviously, the Olympics postponed until next year. So we thought, geez, what a terrible shame to deny Novocastrians a sporting event to get behind.
And something that, you know, really shows off the sporting prowess of the region.
Mm. Exactly right. The pressure was on to create a sporting event that rivaled the sporting event of all sporting events with no money and no athletes, with an opening ceremony to plan and grueling games such as table 10-pin, ride on lawnmower trials, and which car will get to the telegraph pole first. Rehearsals began.
1, 2, 3, 4. I hopped off the plane at Newey with a dream and my cardigan. Welcome to the land of Phoenix S. Woo! Am I gonna fit in?
It's three S's.
And faster than Kathy Freeman, the big day finally arrived.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the playing of our national anthem.
The opening ceremony coming along swimmingly, Crevo on drums, myself and Jade on vocals, we thought surely with our luck something is about to go wrong, and boy, we weren't wrong. Although the speaker, the microphone and backing track were dead, the spirit of the Isolation Olympics was not. And of course, we all must get on our knees and bow down to the real musical talent of the opening ceremony, Mark Crevo on drums. After the big biggest entertainment event Sandgate, New South Wales had ever seen. It was time for the biggest sporting event Sandgate had ever seen. The very first game was which car would get to the traffic light first.
Hey! What do you want?
The next event, I took on Crevo in the humble sport of ride on lawnmower time trials.
All right, Maddie, you ready?
Navigate these witches' hats as he goes for gold. Let's see how he takes the corner down here. Let's hope he doesn't fall into the swamp.
With a time of 58 seconds, it was time for Crevo to step up to the plate.
Looks like he's having too much fun. Here we go. And he's done it. He's done it. What's he
done? And he takes the win.
56.7 seconds. Let us see. 56 seconds. He is going on a victory lap.
Crevo then took out our very own game, table ball, which is a mix between ping pong and pickleball.
Yes. Crevo,
$170. We bowling.
Next was the DJ challenge, and of course Jade wiped the floor with the rest of us after she went to that very expensive Paris Hilton DJ school.
Jade is winner winner DJ dinner.
One thing you can't deny, the fans loved her.
More, more,
there
more,
we go.
More.
Nobody was expecting that.
Take it off.
The winning streak continued in car park pickleball when Crevo took on Jade, with Jade walking away with another win. Oh, and Jade wins! She takes the cake! How do you feel right now?
I'm feeling very sweaty but very happy because, just living up to the Australian dream of giving everything a go.
After that was target practice, Jade being the target, Crevo and I armed with a Kmart brand Nerf gun, with me taking the win, and then it was Crevo's turn to wipe the floor with boardroom mini golf.
Yeah! Winner, winner! Winner, how's it feel, Crevo? He's riding the horse. Yeah!
Next up was tabletop 10-pin bowling, and Crevo just couldn't get a score on the board.
Zero. Oh,
no. Zero for zero. Crevo.
And again.
Oh. What are you doing?
How did he psych me out? Zero again.
He's got to have it this time, right?
Crevo's got a new tactic.
Oh, it didn't work.
And after Crevo and I suffered a string of losses, the winner of the isolation games was Jade.
Did we rig
it?
How
would we rig it? And why would we rig it to lose?
Jade, you've got 5, I'm on 2, and Crevo's on 3.
There's only 3 games left. No one else can win except you. Even if you lose everything else.
How weird. Oh, I won.
And until never again, the Isolation Olympics for 2020, over.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
And this is where we find out the latest on COVID-19 nationally and globally with Hamish.
Oh, thank you very much, Jade. Well, look, let's start statewide because we just had the premier on before. 7 new cases of coronavirus across New South Wales yesterday. That brings the total number to 2,870. However, No new deaths in the past 24 hours. It seems a bit grim to be talking about that, but no deaths in the last 24 hours, so that's 26 in total. So, yeah, that's positive
news. That seems pretty low, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're doing quite well, aren't we?
We're doing very well. And,
compared to other countries.
Oh, heavens, yes. And I'll skip ahead to what's happening overseas. New York, its death toll has eclipsed 10,000.
Wow.
671 new deaths on Sunday. Grimly, that's actually an improvement. It's the first time it's dropped below 700 in maybe a month. More than half of the deaths have been in the past week, however, while in the UK it's risen to 11,329. So, look, it is, as I said, grim to talk about this, but Australia is doing very well.
Excuse me, Hamish,
yes.
How many deaths total has Australia had now?
I think
less
it's over
60.
Yeah, it's like 55, 50, yes.
Okay.
See, in that region. Even as a proportion per population, that's still really good, isn't it?
Oh, heavens, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but proactive measures have very much helped in slowing the spread. The state government has announced in the last day or so the $440 million in relief for renters and landlords
Great.
It is good. And the way that this works is, so landlords and tenants required to negotiate the rental payments in good faith in circumstances where a household has lost at least 25% of its income based on the pandemic. In return, land taxes will be waived for landlords and rebates of 25% offered to them to keep struggling tenants on as well too. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of incentive there for landlords to keep renters on. It is very clever. Mm.
Are they the only incentives that the government has announced so far?
They're the incentives the state government has announced. The federal government's also announced rental relief, but that's predominantly for commercial renting properties.
Interesting.
And that's what they've said all along, that tenants and landlords need to negotiate this between themselves in order to come up with an equitable solution.
Is this legislation that needs to go through the state parliament, or is it?
It's been announced, so this is still yet to go through to get through Parliament. But hopefully that'll work. I mean, that is a good system. Now, I mentioned this in the news bulletin a little earlier. It comes as a surprise to many, in spite of all the lockdowns and social distancing. Australians are just as happy as they were a year ago when there was no coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah. 85% people still worried about the economy, and also 12% people struggling with self-isolation mentally as well too. But the average happiness rate's roughly the same as it was in May last year.
That's good.
And that's the same for all age groups. So
I wonder if it is because people are spending time with their loved ones.
Families. Yep. Well, the amount of people I've seen out riding on their bikes, they've finally got the dust off and people are outdoors instead of, just going to the shops or watching a movie and not communicating. I think it's great.
In a weird way, it does bring us together. We're all in this together sort of thing. And also, too, things like bin isolation, outings, etc. We do keep a sense of humour about us as a people,
right.
I think. And I think that's important.
I think
you guys are right. The sense of just hanging out with your family, because that does bring people a lot of happiness.
Sure.
And I think when people are like overworked, over busy, a lot of that stress comes from, one of the big complaints is, I never get time to spend with the family.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but my family all live up in Queensland and Ben's, so we've been on like the virtual chats and stuff like that with Facebook, FaceTime.
On the virtual chats.
And it's been great. Like, we were all, honestly, it was like five of us all in on one chat, and it's just been picking up the phone and chatting.
You wouldn't do that if this wasn't happening.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, so you'd be out in a bit.
And I think also, too, the fact that, if we were individually not allowed to go and see our parents or family or see them, that would be a lot harder. But the fact is that we're all in the same boat. Mm. We all can't see our family as much as we'd like to. We have to interact online, etc. And because we're all in that position, then it does make it a little easier, I reckon.
It does. It does. Oh, thank you, Hamish.
Oh, that's all right, guys.
Very interesting.
Also, guys, just wanted to mention this as well. Our newfm.com.au, head over there. We are doing workplace shout-outs. So if you're a local business that's still open, reach out to us and we'll give you a shout-out to all of Newcastle and the Hunter. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really good idea because there are, a lot of small businesses that are essential businesses still running. Mm-hmm. You might not be aware that they are open and they're operating. So check out our website, newfm.com.au. We've got a full list of the businesses there. And if you'd like to get involved, get in touch on the website and we can get that happening for you as well.
Yep.
Next,
very good.
Next, though, guys, we're doing reviews. This is where I dig through and trawl through the best of Google reviews to find some of the funniest, and usually they're one-star reviews. This time, the business I'm going for are petrol stations. This is what other people have written about petrol stations.
Brilliant.
Doing it next, 8:46 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Stank, The Reason. We're live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Grevo, it's time for Grevo's Reviews.
Today I'm going to be reviewing the...
So if you're like up here and kimchi's here, then am I... Here?
I've just been to KFC. This is another food review.
I headed to one of the worst reviewed arcades in my city. This place literally has a one-star rating.
All right, this is where I trawl through the internet on Google Reviews and usually pick the one-star reviews because people get really cross about the most mundane things.
Are we doing local today or
We're going
over?
To the Central Coast for these ones.
Safe one. Well, one no, region over.
Got to be careful.
No, these are all things that other people have publicly put on the internet. This is not our opinion. This is just what they've written. So yeah, some of it could be totally false. Who
this
knows?
This is very true.
United Petroleum West Gosford. We're kicking off there. So we're doing petrol stations today. Danny D, who is a local guide,
yeah,
with 163 reviews. So
oh, wow.
He's really into
this. He's a
this,
pro.
Right? He said, United Petroleum West Gosford, poorly designed entryway off Main Road. Only takes a few parked cars at the diesel pump. This causes traffic to back up. Also, the place can sometimes smell like a gas leak. One star. So he's very upset about this.
There's nothing worse, though, than a dodgy entrance to a fuel station.
Really?
Oh, who cares?
That's exactly my thought.
No, I understand Danny D's gripe. I really do.
You, my friend, are a whinger.
Yes, I am. That's what my mum says. Jade, you're such a whinger.
Well, she couldn't be more right. Holler out to Carol.
Yes. She'll love you now.
All right, next we're also staying in West Gosford for the 7-Eleven there. Robert Pedden, with only 15 reviews, has said, best place ever! All in caps, so I can only assume he absolutely loves that 7-Eleven for no reason.
They're king of the slurping machine, 7-Elevens, aren't they?
The weird thing is, though, he only rated them one star. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
7-Eleven is so much more than just Slurpees now. That, you know, back in the day, maybe like 5 to 7 years ago,
yeah,
it'd all be about the Slurpees at 7-Eleven. Got to go to 7-Eleven for a Slurpee. Now it's the $1 coffees. It's the Slurpees, yes. It's the cheap sandwiches.
Are you secretly reviewing 7-Elevens?
Yeah, I think we're getting a review right now.
Oh, 5 stars.
Okay, we then move to Caltex on the Central Coast Highway, just at West Gosford, where Mark Penhall has said simply, petrol stations are robbers. One star. He's then put up a photo of the place. So he's taken the time to snap a picture in case you're not sure which one it is.
You know what? Fair call, though. They do rob you.
Spoken like a true negative Nancy Google reviewer.
Sometimes
like
I'll
yourself,
charge you
Jen.
Like almost $4 for a Coke. What a ripoff.
Here's my favourite review of the same place, though, by Debbie Griffith. Who sounds very upset with the world. And this, listen to this for a complaint, right? One day cheaper, the next day dearer. Regulate your petrol prices. That would be a good start.
It's not their fault, Debbie Griffith.
That's the way petrol works. The price goes up and down. No one's expecting any different.
Funny.
We then move to the BP truck stop at Summersby. Now, this is quite an interesting one because from the reviews, I'm just getting a general sense that they're not open all the time.
Okay.
So Simon Chant has said, and this was just 3 months ago, never has fuel. Never rely on this place for anything.
Never has fuel.
I don't know how good that is as a petrol station if they don't have fuel.
He must be always getting, I don't know. There's always one fuel pump that's run out, though. and they put that dodgy tag that you get on hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
They go out and put it, they put it on the fuel pump.
Over the Bowser?
Yeah.
How many times have you gone there to be so annoyed that you have to write a review that says never has fuel? He's obviously been let down a lot.
Oh,
but then we have Paul Bass, who is a local guide with over 200 reviews saying, sweet fuel, man. That's all his review is. Five stars. That's what I want to know. How do you know it's sweet?
A bit of OJ. She'll be right.
A little mixed out.
Do not drink fuel, folks.
Absolutely not. Then we move a little closer to home with the Caltex on the M1.
Yeah.
This is the northbound one. Zach HH says simply, one star, everything broken, all in caps. Very upset.
Do you know
and also, what? I don't believe it.
I was very embarrassed last week because I went to the servo with Jade.
Yeah.
And I just want to clear something up because
So here we go. What now?
I was so embarrassed, right? We went to the Caltex and we had to fill up the work car with diesel.
Mm.
So obviously limited pumps, you know? So there she is in the main thoroughfare of the service station. She fills up the car. And there's at least 4 to 5 cars waiting for that diesel pump. We had to then go in the servo and like pick up a whole heap of food when we did our isolation Olympics. So work paid for some lunch, you know. So we would have been in there for a good 10-15 minutes. And I'm like, Jade, just move the car to let the others through.
But you're not allowed to move the car.
She goes, no, Maddie, you're not allowed to move the car until you pay for it. That's against the law. And I said, Jade, are you going to go and tell these 5 drivers here that they're going to have to wait 15 minutes for us to buy our food? She's like, no, no, we can't do it. We can't break the rules. I go in. I'm like, can she move her car? She goes, yeah, get rid of it. That's not a rule, Jade. I just wanted to say
I know,
that.
I know. Well, thanks so much for that, Crevo.
You're
love
very
you,
welcome.
Jade.
Wrapping us up. I had a few more, but it's fine.
What
it's,
makes you the rapper-upper? That's me.
It's 9 o'clock. We can't cut into producer Jackson's time.
What's on the way, mate?
Can I just quickly say
that
Jade shouldn't move her car? Because, yes, you are. As someone who's worked at a service station, you're allowed to move your car, but Jade, I couldn't imagine, would be very helpful, and it gets very confusing. So
it does.
Just pointing that out.
I think I did the right thing.
Also, I'm scarred by the reviews on my service station from when I worked there.
Yeah, they were all from you.
There's one of you, isn't there?
Yeah, a guy claiming that I should be fired.
Do you think he was right?
Wayne was absolutely correct. I sucked at my job. We'll leave it at that. Tones and I coming up at 105 commercial
for
it.
Very good.
What else have we got on
the better at this job. Some Blind Melon. Banger, and Sam Felt, Post Malone as well.
Good stuff.
Blind Melon. Song. I haven't heard Jeff. That one. What's it called?
Blind Melon.
I'm going to rain check you on that answer.
Oh, good. Okay, it's 105 commercial-free. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed. Let's hear it. Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.